Mishnah Dalet is talking about Maim Achronim. Maim Achronim, some we're familiar with, of course. There's a pasuk in Vayikra which says, "V'yis kadishtem v'yisim kadoshim," which means you'll sanctify yourselves and you'll be holy. The Gemara there in Bracha says that the first reference is Maim Rishonim, and the second one is to Maim Achronim. So they learn you have to do Maim Rishonim and Maim Achronim. That's how we start. Okay. Now there's a second separate issue. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem says that it's appropriate to eat salt at the end of your meal. A person should do it. Okay? Hold up. Let's read the Mishnah, and then like I did other ones, you'll feel good about the Mishnah before I open up the can of worms. But the Mishnah seems very innocent. It says, Beishamai omrim mechabdin es habayis. Beishamai say, first you gotta clean up your house, sweep up the house, mechabed, make it respectable, let's say. Sweep up the house, meaning remove the breadcrumbs and stuff. And after that, you can wash your hands of my machronim. The issue is going to be the water splashing around. Okay. No, first not only yadayim. First, you should wash your hands of my machronim. And then after that, machab ben esabayis, you can clean the house. Don't have to worry. Yeah, but what's so good? What's the issue? So I'm telling you the issues here. So first of all, we're talking about my machronim, like I explained. And the Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem said that you have to eat salt at the end of your meal. You should swallow salt. There are people who still do it today. I know Zilberman gang do, but most people don't. It's fallen into disuse. Okay? So, now, the Gemara in Chulin, Kopei says that they used to get their salt from stone, and melach stone salt, is dangerous. If it gets into your, you put your finger in it to eat it, but if it gets into your eyes, bad news. So we want you to wash your hands before you bench, so that it would get off your fingers. Okay, now, yes, so Tosfos says, well, wait a second. This whole thing doesn't apply anymore today. I'm like, we don't use melach stomus anymore, sodom salt. I'm like, what's the big deal already? And since we're not using that salt, what's the risk? And all bets are off. And therefore, Tosfos says, Maim Achronim is like a thing of the past, all right? The Rambam says, no, you got to do it. There are those, certainly, that you've seen who don't do Maim Achronim. Sephardim definitely do it. The Gra and the Magen Avraham, Lahalacha, say you ought to do it. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out saying, you know, If you have a minhag not to do it, so then fine. But otherwise, you should do it. Okay, so that's the issue. More than that is for halacha here. But the point is, we're washing maim achronim to clean our fingers. Now, fine. There's another issue here, which is you're not allowed to ruin food. How? And if you splash water on food, on bread, you're going to ruin the bread, of course, right? Especially if it's maim achronim water, it's disgusting. Alright? So, if bread is bigger than a kazayas, it's forbidden to ruin. If it's less than a kazayas, it's considered a crumb, and it's not a problem. Okay? Fine. Now, the last thing in the story is this. The machlokas here, again, for the third time, this is just a hidden machlokas. That's unseen here. The question is, and this is the real discussion of the Mishnah, believe it or not, if you're allowed to use an amaretz, a person who's not educated in the laws of eating a meal, as your waiter. Now here, actually, Beis Hillel is indeed the strict one. And this is uncommon. And this is the only place in our parak that Halacha doesn't go like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says no. Beis Hillel says you have no business using an amaretz as a waiter because disaster will happen. And Beis Shammai says, give me a break, what's the deal? Just a waiter to be an amaretz. And that's the Halacha, by the way, like Beis Shammai. So now, here's the issue. If you have a person who's an amaretz, he's not going to know to take away the bread that's too big to get ruined by the maim achronim. So you better make sure you clean your house first. Now, yeah, so Beis Shammai say, since you're using an amaretz as a waiter, so he's not going to know to clean up the big pieces. You better do it first, lest you come through in it. And Beis Hillel say, what's the big deal? Every good waiter knows that's his job. He knows how to do his job, and he's a professional. Before you bench, you clean up the big pieces off the floor. What's the problem? That's the issue. So again, I'll read the mission. Beis Shammai omrim, since you're using an amaretz as a waiter, you can't trust him. Mechab din es habayis, first sweep the floors. Then do my machronim, because then let the water splash where they may. Beis Hillel omrim, Beis Hillel say, listen, your shamash is going to know what to do, so what's the big deal? Not only done, you can wash your hands first, and then you can worry about sweeping the floor. The truth is, Beis Hillel doesn't care if you sweep the floor before, if you sweep after, if you don't sweep your floor, they don't care that you have to sweep your floor. They're just saying, it's not an issue. Sweeping the floor is not an issue, because your responsible waiter will know to remove the bigger than kazayas pieces of bread. But the point is, you have the responsibility to make sure the house is clean, because you can't trust the waiter to do it for you.